A lot of barking today about concentration on the sidelines there. Is it different this time of year than when you guys get going regularly in the fall as far as that's concerned?
To be honest with you, we try to practice just as hard now without pads as we do with pads. You know, even though we're not actually hitting each other, we're out there going hard. You know, we're out there being safe, but at the same time trying to get those looks and making sure everyone's on the same page, especially when people get tired.
What's the attitude of the defense heading into the new season? You guys took a lot of heat in the media last year. Right. What's the attitude now?
Just take it one day at a time. Get better each and every day, and that's what we're doing.
Can you talk about those new guys that you got, Trevor, Dante, those guys coming in? I mean, they obviously got a learning curve in the system. Can you talk about how they're doing?
Yeah, there is a learning curve, but those guys that come in each and every day, you know, worked hard in the classroom and on the field. So, you know, hopefully when the season comes, they'll be ready to go.
What do you envision, I guess, for this defense and how it will change for the upcoming year?
To be honest with you, I'm not even trying to look that far out. I'm looking at now, you know, and I'm looking towards watching this film from today and going out tomorrow and improving on that.
But is it exciting when you leave the draft and there's six new guys, athletes, young guys ready to go?
Oh, it's always exciting when we get guys, you know, on our side of the ball. You know, I always love, you know, new faces, new talent, and it's like different tools you get to work with, and those guys are good players.
Can you talk about, I guess, sort of the teaching aspect? Because you talk to reporters and sort of try to break things down to us kind of schematically.
Right.
What is it like to be a new guy in the football field?
You know, fortunately, the guys that have come in are football guys. You know, they know the game. So, you know, Dante came in and, you know, wanted to watch some film. We watched film together. He understands everything I'm trying to say. So, you know, that's the fortunate thing about that, having guys like that who are true football guys.
Obviously, as defensive captain, play caller, you're going to deal a lot with Matt Patricia. Anything change with him getting the coordinator title, or is it the same old
thing? I've been dealing with him since 08, since I've come in. He's a great guy, and you know, he'll continue to do the same things he's been doing.
Yeah, you feel like you become essentially a teacher?
You know what? I try to go out there and lead by example. You know, this is my fifth year, and I'm one of the old guys on the side of the ball. So, you know, we have great coaches who pretty much handle all that, and, you know, Coach Patricia, Coach Belichick, Coach Johnson, all those guys really – you know, really take control of the classroom and make sure everyone understands.
You say it's your fifth year, one of the old guys now, and you also, you know, you have the security of a long-term deal, which is the first season you're coming into with that. Does that just kind of increase your element of leadership on this team even more so? You've already been a captain and a leader, but even more so?
To be honest, I'm just going to try to do the same things that got me the deal. You know, try to go out there and lead by example and get better each and every week.
That thing's close.
Sorry, did you just go quickly?
5 years has gone quickly. You know, hopefully I can get another 5 minutes or more. So.
Sorry if this came up, but just your thoughts on Dante Hightower and what he looks like in these early portions of this first year.
You know, the only thing I can really talk about is in the classroom. And he's come in, he's worked hard, he's learned a lot. You know, that's a question you got to ask Coach Belichick and Coach Patricia, you know, how he looks on the field. You know, I'm looking around, but from what I can see, he's doing a good job.
How much of an adjustment is that? You went through it, the classroom part of it, you know.
You know, to be honest with you, you just kind of replace the classes you did in college with football. And if you're a football guy, you enjoy that. And Dante's one of those guys.
You got a go-to song for karaoke? I was just talking to Zoltan. He said you have a lot of
them. I don't know if I'm going to sing, though. I might sing something. I don't know. What should I sing? A little Sam Cooke? Old school Sam Cooke?
Montel Jordan, this is how we do it.
You went way back in the day, huh? Nah, I don't know what I'm going to sing. You going to be there? I'll be there, though.
I'll go there if you're going to sing.
Give me a song.
Return of the Mac. How about that one?
What is that? That's a good one. Let me hear you sing it then.
Return of the Mac.
Never heard that?
Keep going.
Yeah. I don't know that one.
Oh, that's a good one.
No.
Sam Cooke yet?
I'll do something now. I don't know. He says it's like 100,000 songs to choose from.
Call Me Baby.
It depends how I'm feeling that night, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
You need a coffee.
Yeah, I need a coffee. If I have a couple coffees, I might get up there and do something.